You're listening to LGRadio.online. I'm Leo Green. Welcome to In Love with Motown.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where the wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, laying her faith that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? I look at all those lonely people coming from everywhere. Father McKenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. Nobody wants to come near. Look at him working, donning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? Just look at all them people. Where do they all, where do they all come from? Just look at all them people. All day long, I look at all those lonely, lonely people. Yeah, yeah, yes, I do. I look at all those lonely people. Eleanor Rigby died in a church and was buried along with a name. Nobody came. Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walked from the grave. Nobody was saved. Now can't you see those people? Where do they all, where do they come from? All the lonely people, oh yeah, where do they belong?
Four Tops getting things started for us here on In Love with Motown with a song that when it first appeared on the Beatles album Revolver didn't actually feature any of the Fab Four playing. It was all hired in string players. Anyway, thanks for joining me. I do hope all's well with you. In our last episode, we dropped in on Marvin Gaye at New York's Copacabana Club, but we only heard the first half of Marvin's mammoth 15-minute medley of Motown songs. So let's just jump back to that hot summer's night of 1966 and hear the rest of that recording that was never released until 2005.
Thank you, folks. We'd like to give you just a bit more of the Motown sound, all the way from Detroit, Michigan. I'd be doggone if I could work all day, baby. And I'd be doggone if I could bring in my pay, baby. But if I ever caught you running around, throwing my money all over this town, I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be doggone. Oh, baby, I wouldn't be doggone. Baby, I'd be doggone. Sugar pie, honey bun, you know that I love you. Can't help myself, I love you and nobody else. When I call your name, girl, it starts playing, burning in my heart, turn it all apart. No matter how I try, your love I can't hide. Burning, burning, burning me inside. Everything's alright, so tight, out of sight. Baby, everything's alright, so tight, clean out of sight. I'm a poor man's son, called the railroad track. Only clothes I own, hanging on my back.
but I'm the Indian baby, single guy. Oh, I'm the apple of my girl's eye. I can't give her the thing that money can buy. But I'll never, never, never make my baby cry. And it's all right, cause my clothes ain't new. Out of sight, cause my heart is true. She said, baby, everything's gone. I'm going to Chicago, that's the last place my baby stayed. Hitchhike, baby, packing up my bag. Gonna leave this whole town right away. A hitchhike, gonna find a girl. Now if I have to hitchhike all around the world, yeah. Chicago's city limits is what the sign on the highway read. Hitchhike, baby, gonna keep moving. I get to that Chicago 63rd. And a hitchhike, baby, I'm gonna find that girl. Now if I have to hitchhike all around the, yeah, the world, it's in a ride. Hitchhike, baby, it's all right. Hitchhike, yeah. Oh, we don't do that hitchhike, baby. It's all right. Oh, it's all right now, now. To hit your ride. No, it's all right. Now what I say, I want to tell you a little story right here, but you've got to use your imagination. Now suppose I were standing out here on a dark, cold freeway. And all the cars were passing me by, and nobody wanted to give me a ride. Now I'm determined to get to my baby's side, and that's why I'm out here hitchhiking, trying to get me a ride, trying to get me a ride. I need a ride, nah, 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 yeah, oh yeah. But it's so cold out here, I'm freezing. No, it's cold. I'm freezing. It's cold out here, and I need a ride. I need a ride. Wait a minute, I think I see a car coming. Pass me by. Oh, yes, she did. Can't get no ride. No, 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 can't get no ride. I'm cold out here. Wait a minute, I see another car coming. Hey! Pass me by. Now what can I do? Nah, nah, nah. What can I do? I need a ride.
They keep passing me by. What can I do now, now, now? Listen, folks, I'd better put this microphone down and do some serious hitchhiking out here. I'ma get me a ride, huh? I have changed my mind. Yep, I changed my mind. You see, I've been doing this hitchhike now for 5 years, and I ain't got no ride yet. So tonight, instead of doing that hitchhike, I think I'll do the Philly Dog. I'll do that Philly Dog, maybe I'll get a ride doing that. Ha, yeah.
Marvin Gaye, live at the Copacabana in 1966. I so wished I could have seen him live. Incidentally, I'd love to hear from any of you, anyone listening who ever saw Marvin live in concert. Please do drop me a line, either via the message board or the email, which is info@lgradio.online. Stevie Wonder reached the UK top three with this one in 1980, and prior to recording it had been hanging out and performing with Bob Marley. The two of them were planning a huge event together, only to be thwarted by Marley's illness. The Motown album that this song is from remains one of the label's defining moments. If the Supremes, Four Tops and the Temptations helped to define the sound of the 60s, then Stevie Wonder's releases in the 70s had helped define that decade. He would start the next decade with an explosion of sounds and styles, which would see this particular Motown album stay in the charts for an incredible 40 weeks. Hotter Than July is an amazing album, and from it, here's the UK number 2 of September 1980.
We'll be jamming until the break.
Stevie Wonder with one of his moments of Motown genius. Now, unbelievably, time has marched on today and we're at our last track, would you believe? This is a Stevie Wonder gem from his 70s period, but it's performed by a UK singer duetting with the man who was perhaps the greatest musical influence on a young Stevie Wonder. With Blame It on the Sun, this is George Michael duetting on what would be one of Ray Charles's very last recording sessions, and although undoubtedly you can hear cracks in Ray's voice, understandably so, so close was he to the end, the recording has a definite fragility and beauty about it.
Where has my love gone? How can I go? Seems dear love has gone away, has gone away. I ask you,
where is my spirit? Gone astray.
But I'll blame it on the sun that didn't shine. I'll blame it on the wind and trees.
I'll blame it on the time.
Oh, you know how it
never was enough. I'll blame it on the tide and sea.
But my heart blames it on me.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Who poured the love out? Peace not here for me to see.
Honey, you know
I wish
I wish I could tell you what I am feeling.
Oh, now,
but the word come,
and the words gotta come
for me to speak enough. But I'll blame it on the sun that didn't fill the sky. I'll blame it on the birds and the trees.
I'll blame it on the day that ended once too. I'll blame it on nights could not be, yeah.
But my heart blames it on me. Oh, baby,
ended too soon.
I just want you to know I'm gonna blame it on the day that ended much too soon.
I will blame it on the night. Could that be it?
But my heart blames it on me. Can't blame it on the sun no more.
Your heart blames it on you this time.
Is Isn't that gorgeous? That's George Michael and Ray Charles singing Stevie Wonder's Blame It on the Sun, concluding matters for us here on In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green. Thank you very much for listening. Please do check out the website to find out what else we have to offer for you. And you can also listen to this show again via the Listen Again page. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.